Hello, welcome to another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. I am so excited to fly this journey on my own. It's going to be so much fun, guys. It's going to be unique. It's going to be different. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. But let me break it down for you. Let's get into it. So I wanted to do this, and I've been meaning to do this for a long time. But you know, we have so many great guests that you just want to give them that due diligence and have them on that show. So this is a show where it's just going to be me. This is the first time we've ever done anything like this. You know, we've done an AMA, you know, and Ask Me Anything with Rich. You know, the roundtable episodes obviously had several guests, but this is the first time you're only going to hear me. And I want to just give you a little perspective on, you know, why I started the show, some tips if you wanted to start your own show, because I think one thing that's great about podcasting is that you can help other people and root for other people to get into the business. So if you ever have any questions or you want tips on how to start your own show, never hesitate to hit me up. I'm always going to give you, you know, the best advice that I can. And I'm just here to help. I think you'll find that a lot in the podcasting industry is a lot of people just want to help you, but I'm going to get into that. Some of the behind the scenes, I'll throw you some fun facts about me. But I want to start with my hot takes. I think hot takes are fun. Again, we haven't ever done this before. It's not typically a hot take kind of show. The only other time I believe I've even, you know, dipped my toe into the hot takes would have been, I guess, an AMA with Rich. We did some Super Bowl predictions and stuff like that. But, you know, today will be fun. We're going to just talk things through. Learn a little bit more about each other. And if this is something that you guys really like and resonate with, then we'll bring it back. But I think that's something that's great about this show is that we're always looking to improve and do different things. So if there's something that you want to do, whether, you know, be it a different guest or a certain subject matter, never hesitate to hit me up and, you know, we'll figure something out and we'll do our best to accommodate those things. But hot takes is where I definitely want to start us today. I think it's a good place to start. You know, obviously, most of y'all are probably big sports fans. I'm a huge sports fan myself. And, you know, a lot of stuff going on these days as far as sports. You know, James Harden, you got the NFL playoffs. Baseball's got some big moves. You know, like Francisco Lindor was traded to the Mets. So there's a lot happening. There's a lot that you could talk about. And, you know, there's all those shows, you know, like ESPN First Take, they do all the hot takes and stuff like that. I guess Fox Sports has their show, Undisputed, with Shannon and Skip Bayless. So those are fun. You know, we're going to get into it. We're going to be a little bit different. We're going to try something different, have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, so I have three hot takes. I want you guys to, you know, tell me what you think about it. Do you completely disagree? Good. Do you completely agree? Even better, obviously. And you know, give me your three hot takes about stuff going on in the league right now. Give me your three hot takes. Tell me why yours is better than mine. You know, tell me why I'm wrong. But that's what we're doing it, you know, to have fun, you know, to mix it up a little bit, if you will. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start with my very first hot take. It's the Browns will beat the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Okay. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to pause just so y'all hear that right. The Browns will beat the Chiefs this weekend. Now, as I'm recording, January 14th, the Thursday, you know, obviously that game hasn't happened yet. I think the game is on a Sunday. But I just think the way that Cleveland has been playing the last few weeks. I mean, take last week, for example, when they played Pittsburgh and they were up by a million points. And yeah, Pittsburgh got themselves back in the game, but, you know, ended up not being able to, you know, win the game. I think Cleveland is playing at a higher level right now I don't think they're the better team than the Chiefs. I think they're just playing at a higher level than the Chiefs. The Chiefs, you know, haven't looked good. Obviously, they didn't play last week because they have, you know, the number one seed. Everyone kind of knows that. But I'm just thinking, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, and, let's just go back to last year for a second. Every single playoff game that the Chiefs played, they were trailing. And if I'm not mistaken, they trailed by double digits in every game, even in the Super Bowl. They came back. They won the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are amazing. Patrick Mahomes is, you know, a stud. He's very, very, very talented, obviously. And they're the more talented team, of course. But I just think it, first of all, it's so hard to not only get back to a Super Bowl 2 years in a row, even if you win, but it's hard to get back to the AFC Championship game or NFC Championship game in back-to-back seasons, you know. And it, I think it's just one of those things where everybody is picking the Chiefs to win, and the Chiefs haven't been so hot that you could see an upset, right? So the crazy thing to me and why I'm so intrigued by this game, I don't know, there's so many things. I mean, you got Mahomes, you got Baker. But really what it comes down to, guys, is the two different styles of play. And what I mean by that is the Chiefs are a fast pace. We're going to go to Tyreek. We're going to go to Kelce over the middle. We're going to score a million, right? That's what they do. They just gash you. The Browns, on the other hand, they're going to run the ball literally down your throat with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb and then hit you with that play action. And then they're going to kill you with Jarvis Landry, right? You know, that's what Baker's good at. And he's very good at that, right? Coming from a Longhorn, he's very good at that. Pains me to say that, but that's why I think it's going to be interesting. The other thing, though, is it's not like Cleveland is the Dolphins. What I mean by that is that, you know, the Dolphins are in Miami, right? They're in Florida. And going to Kansas City could be an issue because it's freezing cold. Cleveland probably has worse weather than Kansas City. So the whole weather element, I don't think is going to be much of an issue. Not to mention, you know, the Browns obviously played last week. They played very well. I believe that was on the road, I guess, right? Because, yeah, that would have been on the road because the Steelers won the division. Yeah, the Steelers is crazy because they went 11-0, and then they lost a few, then they won one against the Colts, all over the place. But that's what I think, guys. I really think the Browns are going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. The Browns are going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. I want to get that into y'all's head, and I know y'all going to think I'm crazy, but let me pull up the spread. Let's see how crazy I am right now. Let me pull up the spread because I don't know. I just think when you have a team that's been playing that well for so long, and let's just keep in mind, it's not like it's been for a couple of weeks. Baker and the Browns have been rolling for a while. The Chiefs, to me, have been eking out wins, right? They're, like, sneaking by. And, you know, the playoffs are the playoffs. You know, like, it's unpredictability. You know, you're going to get things that, you know, you don't, wow, this is crazy. Okay, so pulling this up now, the Chiefs, I'll give you a second to guess. This is Thursday night. Okay, you guessed? Okay. The Chiefs are favored by 10 points on the Browns. This is Sunday afternoon, 3:00, favored by 10. First of all, I would love to cover that. I think they're definitely going to cover that spread, and I'm not gonna bet money on it. But I'm just gonna say I think the Browns are gonna beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't looked great, and look, I could take it to the Chiefs last game. I know it's not really fair because Mahomes didn't really play, but they lost to the Chargers. That one really doesn't count to me because Mahomes wasn't playing. I'm sure there are other guys that weren't playing or anything like that. The one that sticks out to me is the Falcons. And I think, Mahomes did play that game and they won 17-14. Not impressive. And it's not like the Falcons are, you know, blowing everybody out. Falcons aren't in the playoffs. and they weren't in it last week either, right? It's not like they just got bounced. You know, the Falcons are just aren't that good of a team right now. So you know what? The more I talk about it, the more I feel good about it. The more I feel really good about it. I feel good about this matchup, you know? I mean, and let's not disrespect the Browns. You know, we're not Pittsburgh, right? I mean, Pittsburgh is disrespecting everybody right now. Well, really just the Browns. But, all right. In conclusion, I just think I'll do this. I'll give you a score. Browns 31, Chiefs 27. I think it's going to be the same thing that we've seen throughout the whole season. Chiefs get out to a slow start, but they think they can just come back on anybody. And most times they can. And most times they will. And most times against the Browns they will or would. But I just think they haven't been on it all year, whether it's COVID-related, whether it's injuries, whether it's a Super Bowl hangover, whatever it is, it's not adding up to me. And I think the Browns are going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. You heard it here first, right, on the Nick Rodriguez podcast. First time we're ever doing picks. 31-27. The funny thing about this, though, I just said picks, which just got me thinking. We did one version of picks like a few months ago, I guess like October or something. We did like a Super Bowl pick. And Rich, I believe, had the Bucks winning it. Which, kudos to Rich. He's actually in the running. Bucks play Sunday night. So, they could definitely make a run, no doubt. I, however, I can't believe I'm bringing this up, but I had the 49ers beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The craziest of crazy scenarios, which obviously, if you follow any football, that's not going to happen. San Francisco, they had a lot of injuries and bad luck and all that kind of stuff, and they missed the playoffs. So I struck out on that one. But it's funny, Rich didn't have a second team. He just picked the Bucks to outright win. My second team would be the Chiefs, and I would be kind of like kiboshing that whole pick. But I feel good about it, guys. I truly do, and I really want to know how you guys feel about this. Like, do you really think the Browns can beat the Chiefs? Do you really think the Chiefs are as scary as they probably should be or last year? I mean, they have the swag, they have the team, they have the coaching, no question. I'm just rolling with the Browns because I just think they're that dog. They're that dog. All right. Moving over to the NBA. I guess it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. James Harden got traded over to the Brooklyn Nets, right? Huge trade. You know, obviously Harden didn't want to be in Houston anymore. You know, he was pouting a little bit. You know, just didn't want to be there, which is fine. You know, wanted to pair up in Brooklyn. Personally, actually, before I get into my hot take, I wanted to see him in Philadelphia with Embiid. You know, we know Embiid's going off. And those two guys together, I can, like, only imagine what that team would be like in Philadelphia. You know, like, that would have been crazy. But obviously, he ends up in Brooklyn with this crazy, crazy trade. You know, Oladipo ends up, I believe, in Houston. And then LeVert is in Indiana. And, you know, what's the big guy? There's a big guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He goes to Cleveland, and obviously Harden goes to Brooklyn. That team is so interesting to me because you have – obviously the best player has got to be KD, right? I mean, KD's clearly, to me, the best player. Then you got Kyrie, who's kind of going rogue right now. We don't know where Kyrie is or what's he up to. And then you got James Harden, obviously. Obviously, those are all phenomenal players. And what I'll say about this, though, is on another thing, the NBA is in such a cool position right now because there are so many talented players in the league. You could probably name, I don't know, 20 players that are in, like, quote-unquote, the top 10, you know, either by your biases, your opinion, your stats, like whatever. But it's just, I think that's just so cool. I mean, there's only 10 guys that play on the court at the same time, right? You know, five for each squad. So to have that many is so good for the league. You know, that's why I was thinking that, because I'm like, is Kyrie, where would you put Kyrie? Like, is he top 20? Definitely, right? Like, is he top 15? Okay. Is he top 10? To me, no. But, like, he's definitely a baller. So, I mean, it's questionable. And then you got KD and Harden, who are more of the, two through five range. When KD is healthy, he's, one or two. When Harden's playing at his top level, he's probably right behind that, fifth at worst. So this squad is just crazy. You know, it's funny. So people are asking, okay, is this better? It's like, which squad is better, the Splash Bros or this squad? I think you got to go Splash Bros. I know it's easier to go that way just because we see them win a couple of chips. Obviously, it's probably easier to go that route, but I think if you just think about the chemistry, and I guess it's a little unfair because that team had so much depth on that squad, like Iggy, Draymond. Like, we forget that when we do this exercise, but I would still go with them because defensively they are so much better than Brooklyn. Kyrie wouldn't defend me. Harden, I think he plays passing lanes a little bit better. I mean, I could just be saying that. I don't know. but obviously, KD, they cancel each other out. No question. And I'm not saying Steph is like lights out defensively, but so you can even say Steph and Kyrie. All right. They both cancel each other out defensively, right? And then you go Harden and Clay. Okay. You're taking Clay, right? So not to mention, the scoring, the fit. But that'd be interesting. Maybe we should like roll that up on 2K and kind of see like who would win that thing. But that is not my bold take, though, or my hot take. My hot take, kind of going back to what I was saying before, is that I don't think they're going to make the NBA Finals. My reasoning is I don't think they fit that well together. First of all, that team is so depleted. Jared Allen, that's the cat that moved over to Cleveland. Jared Allen with Taurean Prince. He also went to Cleveland. Also, Cleveland's a whole other thing. They got so many damn bigs on that team, like, whatever. I just think it's similar to the Chiefs argument where it's like, book it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Where I think, like, when so many people lean to one thing, especially in sports or mostly in sports, sometimes it's just not true. Like, it can get into their head, the chemistry. Also, we still have COVID. Like, does that play a role? They're going to be so much fun to watch because they're all prolific scorers. If you could, I heard Stephen A. break this down so well. I think I'm not going to do it justice, but he was saying like Kyrie is one of the best dribblers of all time, one of the best handles ever. KD, one of the best scorers, like pure scorers. And, Harden, obviously one of the best shooters ever, but like the fit there. So my two reasonings of why they won't make the finals. One, depleted team, bench, no Jared Allen, limited rim protection. You have DJ, you got DeAndre Jordan, but are you really relying on him in the playoffs? Is he really going to be that guy to protect the paint? And you remember, I guess this really wouldn't matter. I was going to say, if they play the Lakers in the finals, but I'm saying they're not getting there. So that's kind of an irrelevant point. Okay. So the first thing is the depleted team. All right. We've kind of discussed that. Kind of thin. They had to give up a lot just to get Harden. The second thing I would say is the fit. I've touched on a couple of these already, but I just think, obviously, they're going to be really good. They might lock up the one or two seed or three. Philly's been on fire. But come playoff time, what is that going to look like? Are they going to run a lot of ISOs? That's another reason why I say Golden State is better, just because they have that system already in place. And then KD came in, This one's a little bit weird because they have D'Antoni and Nash. And this is really KD and Kyrie's first season together playing, at least together. Kyrie played a little bit last year. And then now you're throwing in James Harden. They're going to be great. They're going to blow teams out. They're going to score a lot of points. But their defense isn't going to be great. Their defense already wasn't great. So they're going to give up a million points as well. And I just think come playoff time, defense matters. And you're going to have to lock down an opponent. You're going to have to play an opponent hard. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. So I think I'm going to end up picking a team like a Philadelphia with the Bucks. I think Giannis, you know, like I think Giannis can do it. I think Giannis will be able to do it. All right. Enough about the NBA. My last hot take of the day is about Urban Meyer. I think Urban Meyer, this is all crazy, right? All of this is happening, like, you know, just within, you know, like 24 hours. The whole Harden, Urban Meyer, you know, I can't remember if he's ever, has he ever coached in the NFL? This is a crazy question. I'm Googling as we speak. I don't think he has. Obviously, he's been so dominant in college, you know, winning national championships at Florida. You know, he coached Alex Smith at Utah. Yeah, okay, so he never has. Looking it up. Okay, confirmed. So interesting. You would think a guy like Urban would have at some point. All right. My bold prediction is that by his second season, or I'll take it a step further. In his second season, I'll get specific. He will make the playoffs with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he'll take Trevor Lawrence. That division is super weird to me because Houston in the past has been really good. They got Deshaun. Of course, they weren't good this year. Tennessee has been really good. And then you have the Colts who made the playoffs. Obviously, Tennessee made the playoffs this year. And Jacksonville who stunk. So I think it's not like the AFC North, and maybe that's just my perception of the past of, like, you know, the AFC North has always been a gauntlet of, you know, it used to be Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh were locks to be, you know, contention, and Cleveland was out. Now it's kind of the opposite. I just think, you know, I don't know if it's going to be much of him or division, but I think they find a way to end up making the playoffs, maybe as a wild card in his second season. So remember this. Remember when I said this in 2021. By his second season, the Jacksonville Jaguars will make the playoffs. They'll make some sort of moves. Urban will get in. Maybe even repeat in the playoffs. I just think it's just so interesting to see how he'll do it. And it's surprising that he's never coached the NFL. All right, guys, that was so much fun. I'm so glad that I did my hot takes. Get that off my chest. But to recap, Browns beating the Chiefs. Lock it in. Harden, KD, Kyrie won't make the NBA playoffs. Lock it in. Urban, second season, going to the playoffs with the Jags. Lock all those three in. Guys, it's time to move on to the next segment. Let's talk a little bit about the industry, you know, behind the scenes. Let's pull back the curtain and let's talk a little bit more about the Nick Rodriguez podcast. So, as many of you might know, I started the Nick Rodriguez podcast really September of 2019 is when the planning started to begin. But the first episode was released in November of 2019. For me, I think if you're going to start a podcast, what's important is to know what kind of show you want to talk about. Because what I mean by that is if you want to have guests, if you want to do certain things, it's important to know what your show is about, what it represents, because then it's going to become infinitely easier to understand what kind of guest you want, ergo, easier to book that guest, right? So the Nick Rodriguez podcast is there to help young people, high school to early college grads, for the most part, not like, you know, we don't want anybody, we want everybody, but that's the target in helping them pursue a career in sports. Now, for me, there's just so many different avenues that I'm learning about in sports. Quarterback, coach, wide receiver, marketing, You know, like we talked to Jamal Walton a while back, and Jamal is doing phenomenal work at the College of Charleston, right? So there's many different outlets that you can do. And for me, that's what, you know, I wanted to convey is like, what can you do in sports? Why do you want to do it? So if you want to start a podcast, figure out your why, your how, like what is your goal, right? And then once you figure that out, it's a lot easier to figure out what kind of guests you want to have. And that's the process of our show. That's what I do. You know, I figured out what I want to have, what kind of guest, what kind of background, what kind of following. And then once you get that, then you go, okay, person A is the person we want. Person B is phenomenal. They're very nice, but they don't really fit our show, aspects or whatever. That's fine. That's great. You know exactly what you want. I always say when you have to tell some, you have to, you know, because when you start doing a show, some people will reach out to you. Like, oh, man, I would love to be on your show. Sometimes you might have to, you know, turn someone down. Be like, no. But that just means you're doing a good job and someone wants to be a part of it. Don't feel bad for sticking to your premise. But have fun with it. And, you know, I think that's what's fun about being in podcasting. As I mentioned at the top, it's a community. You know, like whether you just listen to my show, I'm going to listen to your opinions, like what you want to do with the show. Do you want more Instagram Lives? Do you want more Twitter? Do you want more Facebook? Do you want a LinkedIn page? Do you want to intern at the Nick Rodriguez Podcast? What do you want? I'm going to be here to listen. Do you like the merch? By the way, you should get some merch, right? So that's what I think. But if you're a podcaster, we're here to help each other, right? Like maybe you have, you know, 25 years of experience in it. Maybe you have 6 months. Maybe you have 5 years, you know, whatever. It's a community. I listen to different podcasts and I think it's great. I that's what I love podcasting. So that's, you know, I think that's what's really important to me is finding the why, the how, why it matters. And that's going to help you a lot. And that's what's helped me in our show. And I hope that gave you a good insight to why I choose the certain guests that we have on. And, you know, they go through a certain vetting process, right? So like you have to know they're very special to me and very special to the show. And hopefully you guys have felt that kind of impact. Man, this is so fun. I love this. I might have to do this again. This is so much fun just talking to you guys one-on-one. Kind of one-on-one. I'm talking, you're listening, I guess, but it's just so great. But we're almost done. We're almost done with today's show. No more hot takes, I promise. I'm going to take you to my one fun fact. I'm a huge comedian fan. I used to be an even bigger one in high school. Love Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy. Used to like come home and watch those on YouTube and everything like that. And I think comedy has always been something I've gravitated towards, making jokes, making things light, you know, comedy movies. So when we drop this, I want you to not only tell me your hot takes, your thoughts on the podcasting background, but give me a fun fact about you or give me your favorite comic. I would say for me, Eddie Murphy, you know, Raw. is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen, but Kevin Hart is probably my favorite right now. But there's so many good comics out there, and comedy has always just been something that takes so much courage to do, because you have to make people laugh. And I think if you can make somebody laugh, that is such a unique skill, on a consistent basis. We're improv or stand-up, like that's such a crazy hard skill. But that's my fun fact. And guys, it's just so fun to talk to you guys. And I just want to say one more time, I appreciate every listener, every person who's bought something from the merch. You know, it's been so much fun doing this show for the last year, and I can't wait to continue to create episodes. And again, shoot me ideas and shoot me all kinds of stuff that you want to talk about. You know, let me know. I'm here to, accommodate you and the show. You know, the show wouldn't be here without you guys. So Guys, as you know, this wraps up another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. You know what you can do? You can hit up that merch store. All you got to do is go to nickrodriguezpodcast.com, hit the tab, go to NRP merch, get you some swag, hit me up. Once you get your merch, take a picture, post it on social media. We'd love to see it. I know you're going to look dope in it. And do that quickly, because at some point, the store will be closing. I haven't announced the day for that, but the store will be closing. It's not going to be open forever. So act fast, guys. Thank you so much for listening to me, talk about the Browns, KD, and Urban Meyer. It was so great talking to y'all, and I can't wait to hear from y'all soon. Peace.